Good day, ladies and gentlemen. We're here at International Crisis Summit number 4 here in Romania. It's November the 19th, and an honor to be here with Dr. Denis Rancourt, Dr. Marine Baudin, and Dr. Jeremy Mercier. They have written a stunning paper that the world should know about that says that the COVID-19 mRNA genetic injections have killed
17 million people.
Yeah.
Absolutely stunning. Can you please tell us more about the paper?
That's the global number. We studied many countries in Latin America and in the equatorial region. So we have a representative sample of the world, we believe. Many injections, it's what, it's 10% of the world population, 9% of injections, or the other way around. So the number we extract from our analysis allows us, we calculate the toxicity of the vaccine for all ages. And the number allows us, given the number of doses that have been given worldwide, to conclude that 17 million people would have been killed by this vaccine.
And what I would like to add, it's that the data we're working with is all-cause mortality. So it's nothing related to COVID mortality or anything else. It's like you just count death. So it's 0-1. There is no bias in attributing any cause or something.
This idea of working on an unbiased data is very important because most people are working on COVID death, which means nothing basically. And we wanted to remove any bias so that we have solid data and analysis that really can be extrapolated to the whole world, because we have data on countries and on very, very
four continents.
Four continents, yeah. As well, so it's a very solid data.
And it is a data that you can have by function of time, so it could be by day, by week, by month, by a function of characteristic of the individuals, like the sex, the age, and other characteristics, and by jurisdictions as well, so it's very powerful.
But having it by time, like by week or by month, and by age group, means that you can actually see when there's a rollout of a booster, for example, which happens very quickly in time for a given age group, you can actually see immediately following it a maximum in the all-cause mortality. So an excess mortality actual peak that's temporally associated with that rollout. And we see that repeatedly for each rollout.
Consistently across all countries.
All the countries that have sufficient data where you're able to look at it and you have both the vaccine data and the mortality data, this is what we see. And we can quantify it, therefore. And so we can quantify the toxicity of the vaccine, your risk of dying per injection.
And what's really interesting with, it's not cherry-picking, choosing those countries. It's very important to understand that when you look at all-cause mortality, you see that deaths are increasing in the winter and decreasing in the summer. And it's the opposite in the southern hemisphere. There, summer is our winter, so in the summer, you should have low death. But during the COVID vaccine campaign, suddenly you see spikes in mortality right after vaccine campaigns. And it's very clear because it's in the summer where you should see a low death period. So it's incredible to see such a dramatic correlation between vaccination campaigns and spike death.
Yeah.
Especially in the boosters, like for the southern
boosters,
like
the,
you have a peak, you know, across the boosters will roll out basically everywhere at the same time around the world. And in the southern hemisphere, it's a trough, as Jeremy just explained. So we should have a trough, but then you have an actual winter peak, actual booster peak, and another winter peak.
Yes.
So that's everywhere in all the 17 countries we worked out, where data is good in the southern hemisphere, we saw that peak.
And something you never saw before.
Exactly.
It's a new phenomenon.
Yes. That's right. Yes. And once you see it, once you recognize it, and you know that the boosters are lethal in this way, then you go back to the data where you were dealing with winter data, and you see that those winters are particularly intense when they had a booster at the same time. Mm-hmm. And so you can quantify it in the northern hemisphere as well. So all around, and we're now expanding this to be more than 100 countries, but we systematically see definitively that there is more mortality during the vaccine campaigns, and that there are specific peaks in mortality associated with each rollout in each age group and in many places around the world that cannot be understood in terms of all of a sudden there's a new deadly variant, you know, that and we give arguments in the paper as to why it cannot be this silly argument that a new variant is always popping up at this time. One of the arguments is, if it were a question of variants, it could not, these peaks could not be synchronous around the world when everyone decided to follow the same schedule and put out their boosters at the same time. A new variant occurs in one place and has to spread. You don't get synchronous peaks on the entire hemisphere. So that's one of the counterarguments to the variant theory, but we have a whole series and we explained it in the paper. So we wrote, this is our most recent paper,
yeah. And
we really did it in detail. But it's not the first paper that we've written about the toxicity of the vaccines, because we've done a series, right?
Mm-hmm. With Israel, Australia.
Mm-hmm. Well, the first one,
Canada, France,
India, for me.
India. Oh yeah, you did India. First.
Yeah, I noticed in my reading and in my study what was happening in India, so I went ahead and just wrote a paper very, very quickly because I didn't need data analysis because people had already studied India and had shown the data. But saw this incredible increase of mortality with the vaccination campaign, but didn't associate it to the vaccination campaign. So all I did was point out, there it is. No excess mortality whatsoever in India until they roll out the vaccine and there's a huge peak. That's not a coincidence. Mm-hmm. And I explained how it couldn't be a coincidence and so on. So I quickly looked at four papers, reviewed them and said, hey, India is a classic example of mortality induced by vaccination.
And Romania, you showed some data yesterday.
Yes.
Was the exact same, no excess death increase after COVID was...
Not right after. No. So March, April 2020,
right.
no change in mortality.
At the same time, where in the Western world, you typically often had hotspots that had peaks then, the Eastern Bloc countries and Romania do not have excess mortality at the beginning of the pandemic, okay? But in the following fall, they do have a very large increase before they start vaccinating.
Mm-hmm.
And that is classic for Russia and the Eastern Bloc countries. And we're still trying to understand that. And you've interviewed people that they're helping you to understand
yes,
this.
Yes.
They're very aggressive social policies, social medical policies, very, very aggressive.
So we're talking about 17 million at the time of publishing. When was that most recent paper published?
17th of September.
And what would that data be if you were to update it? Are you able to give any approximation?
About the same, because you see it's based on the quantified toxicity of the vaccine multiplied by the number of doses. And since the doses are saturating now, mm-hmm. it's a plateau, you see. So basically they're not vaccinating much more around the world anymore. So the total number of doses is remaining the same. So our estimate wouldn't change. That's probably close to a saturation value.
Yeah.
But now there may be longer time effects due to, you were going to say
no.
Turbo cancers or something like that maybe. Mm-hmm. And we're going to look at that. Yeah. We're going to look at that. But the data we have up till now is robust data for the deaths that immediately follow the injections.
It's absolutely incredible to me that this was published September 17th of this year. It's not made headlines. Mainstream mm-hmm. media,
yeah.
silence, deafening.
We got one fact-checking from the Agence France-Presse.
That's true.
AFP. Yeah, the fact-checkers.
Yeah, we had some fact-checkers.
No, there was a big fact-checking organization also on the English side.
Uh-huh.
But
AFP was written in English,
and the two different fact-checkers that I saw were giving different reasons that it was wrong.
Uh-huh.
Can you speak to one of those criticisms and then the response to it?
The one in English that I remember is that, oh, well, look, we were measuring, in many countries, we were measuring COVID deaths at the same time as a function of time. And these peaks in mortality that they're talking about, there are peaks in COVID deaths as well. Yeah. I mean, that's just a silly, ridiculous criticism, because COVID death means respiratory problems. And we acknowledge that the vaccine will kill people, but that the actual mechanism from the weakened attacked metabolism will often be bacterial pneumonia or whatever. It'll be respiratory. Mm-hmm. You know, that's the main killer. So we're not, you see, when you say the vaccine killed someone, what you mean is it accelerated their death such that it occurs soon after vaccination.
Yeah.
That's what you mean. You get a peak there, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you're not saying that there were no comorbidities. You're not saying that these are deaths that were caused solely by a toxic injection. No, you're saying, because there was a toxic injection with the comorbidities that exist in that fragile population, people died because of it immediately following it. They try to blur things by claiming, oh, comorbidities. Yeah, and that's why you should not inject them, because they're at higher risk. But you did, and you killed them. You see,
and
that's
also,
the point.
Sorry.
And I wanted to say, we need to insist on the fact that the older you are, the more risk you have of taking the injection. We calculated this VTFR, vaccine dose fatality rate, that increases exponentially with age. So that's very important data to consider.
We were the first to demonstrate that the toxicity of a vaccine increases exponentially with your age and has a doubling time of 4 or 5 years in age. So every 4 or 5 years in age, your risk of dying from the next injection doubles. And so in Romania, when you get into the 80-plus-year-olds, you're looking at a very high risk of dying per injection. Like our estimates right now are 1 death per 5 to 10 injections in Romania in the 80-plus-year-olds. Yeah.
And that's why it implies that prioritizing vaccination for the elderly people or fragile people, it's really not something we should do. And we saw this also in Peru, where, and also actually in India, that they specifically in the festival campaign, vaccine festival campaign, they specifically said, this is a list of people with comorbidities that you should go get the vaccines.
Yeah, they killed 3.7 million people in India with the vaccine rollout.
How are these deaths being covered up? Not
with propaganda.
Yes.
And they're covered up locally because an elderly person dies and nobody complains and nobody goes out of their way to make the relationship to the injection.
Fantastic work that you're doing. Thank you so much.
If I could add,
yes.
All of our research reports on these questions are at correlation-canada.org.
Fantastic. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.